Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Here, what's the best game where you swing from a rope? And what's the best game where you batter the Pope?
Assassin's Creed 2. Like I said, you will find out in this your podcast.
Hello and welcome to VG247's Best Games Ever podcast, the show where we attempt to find the best game within a really specific category, and it's a really, really specific category this week. We're doing this kind of off the... We've gone off piece this week because our boss, Tom, doesn't want us to do this episode because he says it's too inside baseball, but we're doing it anyway. So this is the best game that Sharif, our colleague contributor Sharif, would give 2 stars. Based on the fact that, and if you're a regular of the site, you might be aware of this, Sharif reviewed Lies of P recently and didn't like it very much, perfectly legitimately, and gave it 2 stars out of 5, and a lot of people got mad about it, and quite unfairly, I thought, you know, she took a lot of shit on social media, as the way these things tend to go, and you know what, he didn't deserve it, and people are just allowed to have opinions even if they are contrary to almost every other review. You know, it's fine.
Vincent Volpine and Vespasian took most of the flack, I saw.
Really? What? Yeah, that's true, actually. The Lies of P unboxing.
The unboxing video, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. People were complaining that you couldn't see the contents of the box. I'm like, that's the joke. It's like, if you have to explain it, anyway, we love Sharif, and I love his outlook on life. I love his often quite stoic takes on things. And what I really want to know is, so I've gotten a bunch of his colleagues together to describe a good game that they think he would give a kicking, that he would give a 2-star review to. So Lord knows how we're going to judge this. Let me kick off with, because I can see, James, that you are eager. Because like Sharif is like your rival on this podcast, really, right? Like you guys were like head-to-head for a while. And I'm pretty sure, were you on the infamous episode where none of us knew what an acronym was until Sharif explained it?
Well, this is a long-standing disagreement. As a holder of a degree in linguistics, I maintain that it doesn't matter. But I think I've not really thought about it from that angle. Though for a little bit, we did have a bit of a rivalry going until I eventually mercilessly defeated him and have proven myself to be the victor forever and always. So I wouldn't even call it a rivalry anymore. I've just transcended. I'm coming for Donaldson these days.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, in that spirit then, so maybe you're not going to give Sharif too much of a hard time. What game do you think Sharif would give 2 stars that is actually good?
I think you highlighted it at the start there brilliantly, that he has a very acerbic and stoic take on games and life in general. And I think I've chosen one of my favorite games that would just, I think, leaves Sharif with a feeling of bemusement, disgruntlement at every single turn. And that is Paradise Killer. So the story goes, if you haven't played it, you're stomping around Paradise Island, which is a perfect society that is being created by this shadowy organization called the Syndicate. And through a contrivance of different rules and governances and all this sort of stuff, they're trying to build this perfect society on a paradise island. But every time it eventually goes wrong, all of the human captives on this island are sacrificed and their souls are used to create the next iteration of the island. And
it's on pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff, but it's also delivered with a kind of brevity that's really fun. But on the eve of one of these apocalypses, all of the Syndicate's ruling council are murdered, and you, as Lady Love Dies, the ultimate detective, who's kind of banished under mysterious circumstances, have to stomp around Paradise Island and find clues, explore, solve the mystery, and catch the Paradise Killer. And the reason that I think Sharif would give it 2 stars is that I just think he would have very little patience for any of the contrivances of the game. That, as I think the most PC-pilled of any of us on staff, he would be just confused. What do you mean it's supposed to look like a PS1 game? Everything's supposed to be ultra-wide. Why is everything muddy? I don't think he would like that very much. Secondly, I don't think he would have very much patience for the for the characters in general, because one of the biggest strengths of Paradise Killer is that it has these instantly iconic characters. And if you look at the game and you look at Kaizen Gameworks, the studios, it's a British company who took a lot of inspiration from the Danganronpa series to make to make Paradise Killer. It's essentially, I like to call it like the Shaun of the Dead Danganronpa, that it's basically just a British Danganronpa. Mm. And it takes these kooky cast of stock characters, and they're a real central part of that. And I think that Sharif would just be confused by all of them, that he'd be saying, why is that alien dude bulging like David Bowie in Labyrinth? Why is that skeleton not got a shirt on? All of this sort of stuff. I think you'd find that confusing. And thirdly, it's quite old school in its direction. And I think it's quite brave in a way that you can get really, really stuck. And I think we were talking a couple of pods ago about how some things are kind of deliberately clunky or deliberately bad to put the player in a mindset that's similar to the character that they're role-playing as. And I think that one of the greatest things about Paradise Killer is that it gives you a lot of really authentic exploration and investigation, because you're really searching for all of these clues and you're making the organic connections yourself. And you're genuinely solving this mystery alongside Lady Love Dies. And that is a really powerful and really engrossing, engaging experience, and why I really enjoyed it so much.
But I really need to play it, you know what?
It's really good stuff, but I don't think Sharif would have a lot of patience for that. I think he would be, I think the clunky design of it would annoy him greatly. And that would lead to a 2-star review.
Yeah. I mean, I think Sharif would I wanna just like make it clear though, James. Like, Sharif's not an idiot. Like, he'd get it, like, but he you know, I think he would get it, he just wouldn't have any patience for it, as you say.
Exactly. I feel like
it's kind of partially a visual novel as well, isn't it? So it's like, it's like you've got these two kind of, what I love about Paradise Killer is, I say, I know a couple of the people involved, like, full disclosure, The soundtrack is amazing. By a guy called Barry Topping, who, funnily enough, used to do Game Wank with Connor, and a guy called Guy Woodward was one of the playtester or one of the playtesters. Alicia Judge plays the character Judge, who worked with her before. She's great, and she was really tickled by that nominative determinism. She's like, "Yeah, I'll play a judge." So, like, it's really playful, it's really imaginative, and what I love about it is that it's like, it's really difficult to imagine the future of humanity past like 1,000 years, right? You know, I'm gonna start sounding like a bit of a wanker here, but like, our society compared to human society 3,000 years ago is unimaginably different, in terms of like the technology, the sheer scale of the civilization, the massive cities we live in, the glass towers and all that sort of stuff. It's impossible to imagine what human civilization is going to look like in 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 years. And I think Paradise Killer is the most kind of, it's the best kind of realization of like some kind of really, really, really far future. I know it's like a fantasy, yeah. but it feels like if there is going to be some mad human society that builds like islands out of souls and somehow is powered by sort of magic technology that we wouldn't begin to understand, like it's one of the most well-realized visions of that, so it's great. Like there's a lot of stuff going for it, and I really need to play it properly, so yeah, that's a good pick.
I think that the re-full disclosure, I had absolutely no idea that you knew anybody involved with it, so I've before anybody tries to play that I've tried to get in with you by picking something from your friends, I'd literally no idea that was the case. And to the point that I know that Sharif is definitely not an idiot, he's the smartest of all of us, but I picked Paradise Killer specifically because it was one of my favorite games that I think is completely not some people's cup of tea, that you can that it is a game that I think is narratively really brave and interesting, but that also could completely turn some people off, that they would just find it
Well, like
ridiculous.
You say, it's like our Danganronpa, like 100%. Yeah. That's a really good comparison. Okay, all right, moving on. Who have we got next? Kels. You said earlier that you were like, I haven't prepared anything. And I'm like,
I'm a little bit prepared, but not super prepared. And after that, I feel very underprepared. So the game that I've gone for is a little indie game from Sock Pop Collective called White Lavender. Has anyone played it?
No, but I have played some Sock Pop Collective stuff.
So I'm pretty sure this is like one of their older games. It's like a more developed version. Anyway, it's an adventure game with RPG elements. I like to refer to it as the Bug Souls-like because it is very much a colourful, vibrant Souls-like game in which all of your characters are bugs. Mm-hmm. So you start out as this little bee with your sword and your shield, and then you're set off into this small open world in which you're going through like different valleys and you'll meet different creatures, and you've got boss fights galore. It's even got the stun and roll mechanics that you would expect from any Souls-like. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And I do genuinely think that Sharif would appreciate this game and he'd probably see that there's a lot to admire about it. But I think that when he gets into the nitty-gritty of it and actually plays it, he would do what Sharif does best and completely pick it apart and probably destroy a lot of its mechanics and talk about how unbalanced it can be. On top of that, like when you're playing it on PC, in my experience, it can be quite difficult to control and get used to. You're very rarely use a mouse to obviously move your camera, but aside from that, your mouse doesn't work in any of the menus or anything like that. It's just all keyboard. So it's a bit, it takes a bit of getting used to. I do think that, you know, jumping into this, Sharif would be impressed and be like, oh wow, like they've really made this short 2-hour Souls like with a bunch of insects in it. And it has got everything there. You know, you can be a character that's well versed in witchcraft if you want, or you can go ahead and go down the traditional strength and dexterity routes with your weapons. And obviously, as you go along, you can go ahead and respec or, you know, try different things as you battle with, you know, dozens of worms. And your flasks are special cups of tea and things like that. Like it's all very like distinct and unique, and it is very individual and really impressive for what it is. I think I got it for like £2. So I was definitely not disappointed, but I do think Sharif would be like, there's a lot to admire here, but I'm giving it 2 stars because it's unbalanced and broken. So and you can't really argue with that.
I think you're right. Like I haven't played that particular one, but I've played a few. I'm just looking through a list of Sock Pop games now. I've played Climb, which was all about climbing, kind of like a really lo-fi version of Dusant, actually. There's a couple of others that I've played because they were in a few big bundles that Itch did a little while back, and really they're really great, like little experimental sort of things. They're like $2-3 each on Itch, but they're like this, they keep like they pump out like it's like a game a month, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got loads.
Yeah.
Like, so many games. And the thing is, this is the only one from them that I've actually played. It was only when I went and revisited this game and actually went and looked at what Sock Pop Collective have done, did I see that they've done so much. They've done, I think they've got four different Souls-like.
Yeah.
There's another one that has this B character as the main character, which I'm quite a fan of.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to spend a tenner on all of those now.
Yeah, I'm looking at the catalogue now, and I'm opening new tabs for ones I'm going to buy later.
Because I like Souls likes, but I find them quite daunting because it is very much like once you get stuck, you're stuck.
Yeah.
That happens to me a lot. But with these, because they are difficult, don't get me wrong, but because they're so short, it doesn't feel like that much of a challenge. It's like, okay, I can eventually get through this and I don't have to worry about getting stuck again for 4 hours in 4 hours time.
Yeah, absolutely. So
they're very approachable.
And they've got they're games built around like a really, just one really good idea. And like they don't outstay their welcome because they're just like, okay, well, this is like, it's a complete sort of 2-3 hour experience and that's your lot, and it's worth about 2-3 quid. That's kind of what they specialize in. There's loads of really good stuff there. Picking apart Souls likes is Sharif's raison d'etre.
Yeah, he's very good at it. And I think like as unique and as beautiful as this little game is, I think Sharif would very much find a million different things of it that could be done better because he's good at that.
Yeah. He's got like a really great critic's eye for stuff. And I think that's why, the reason why a lot of people got annoyed with him for Lies of P is that a lot of people don't sort of, I don't want to say that, like, I'm not saying everyone's stupid or anything, but like,
oh God.
Sharif is looking at that game with a really kind of critical eye, and he's played like every Souls-like that's come out, and he knows like on a fundamental sort of mechanical level why they're good and why they're bad, you know, and then that's where he's coming from. But I think a lot of the sort of general audience, and I guess this is often the sort of the friction between sort of the general audience and critics, like they're not coming at it with a sort of like, we played a million of these things and we know what makes them tick. They're coming at it with like, that's another one of those things that I like, and it's fine, you know. But okay, all right, Connor, what have you got?
So
apart from a shirt,
it's been a very
that makes you look like a One Piece character.
You stole that joke from Jim. Maybe. It's been a very interesting episode, and one I can easily lose, thankfully.
Yeah.
I've come to this prepared. Number one, I don't think Kells' option will pique Sharif's interest on his super pumped up mega PC. I don't think it's his sort of thing. I don't think he'd like it much.
This is what I say. I think he'll find things to admire about it, but
I don't think he would. I think he's above and beyond that sort of stuff. I think he's on a plane above it. As for James, I literally messaged, I tried to message Sharif right now to ask if he likes detective games and or Vaporwave, and he wouldn't respond. He said, stop cheating. But to me, that's like an admission that he's not really keen on that sort of stuff, you know? So
that he knows that you're full of shit.
No, if I had to guess what music Sharif likes, I would say 70s rock.
You'll have to ask it. See, that just shows how much you know.
I would guess like definitely rock, but I'd go for more modern rock than 70s rock.
He's a modern man with modern tastes.
I reckon Sharif's a Deftones guy.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
But I also asked him thoughts on crabs. And he said he was partial to crabs, which is why my pick is another crab's treasure. Another Crab's Treasure is a third-person action game, Dark Souls-style game, in which you play a crab going through the ocean, picking up different bits of like debris on the ocean floor on yourself, and fighting through other crustaceans and sea life that come in your way. It's very much his wheelhouse, right?
Yeah.
It's a Dark Souls-style third-person action game, and he's partial to crabs, as we've established. Yeah. However,
can you ask him how he feels about bumblebees?
He won't answer me anymore. He's already blocked me. He won't. I mean, okay. however, it does have
he's preserving the integrity of the competition.
And anyone who has read a single Sharif review will know the one thing he hates the most is performance issues. He hates things when they don't run well because he has an expectation of quality and that the products you buy function properly.
Yeah, yeah,
and absolutely. Another crab's treasure, while pretty good, and he's partial to crabs, as we've established, sadly does have performance issues.
Can Not I, that another great. Another crab's treasure also isn't out yet.
Yeah, the demo's out.
Where, Connor?
Right, hang on. We're getting into one of those things where we have to make up the rules as we go along.
It was previewed by Rock Paper Shotgun. It was previewed by IGN.
Was it previewed by Connor Macker?
There was a Next Fest demo that was uploaded. I have played it. I did play it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just because you're behind the fucking game, Kels, and didn't play with 2 out of 5 experience,
no,
doesn't mean that I have to suffer because of my suggestions on the podcast.
Right,
you know?
I just want to, right, new rule going forward, right? I will let Connor off with it now, but new rule going forward, the game has to be out before you fucking pick it, unless the topic is explicitly about games that aren't coming out.
Speaking of, I need this podcast is going to go on a tangent later, but we'll get to that later. So basically, it's a Souls game that has performance issues, and it doesn't really. It's cute, right? It's like a cute aesthetic, and he is partial to crabs. But it doesn't really kind of evolve like the genre in a way. It doesn't develop on the series like the genre problems. It doesn't kind of make what's good even better. Well, in his Lies of P review, one thing he critiqued about the game was that it kind of did all the bad things about Souls games worse. He's kind of clued up on what is good and bad about these sorts of games. So he would play a game with that and be like, yeah, sure, who doesn't like crabs? But like, it doesn't really do much else for me.
Is this true that he likes crabs?
I've got the screenshot for you right now. I'll send you a screenshot right now.
From this game, and this little hermit crab can put different attachments on his shell. And one of them includes a pistol. And another includes a rubber duck.
Yeah, but that's just but Sharif, right, is no nonsense. He knows what things actually are. So he'd be like, that's just weapons. That's just a different new way.
In the same way that I burst out laughing at the image of Sharif looking disdainfully at Paradise Killer. And the image of asking him if he likes crabs and Sharif being like, yeah, I like crabs.
Yeah.
Is that why he lives near the beach? Is that why he lives on a beach? He likes crabs.
Yeah.
He moved to Dubai, right? A place where they have famously made new islands so they can be around crabs more.
I like crabs.
He likes crabs.
All right. Okay. Well, look.
He's partial to crabs, but he's got genre issues of the game that he probably won't like much. So he'd probably be like, 2 out of 5, it's all right. It doesn't really do much for me. Big up the crabs.
Right. Okay. Well, right, we've got 3 very good picks here, and usually this point we would play my theme tune. Usually at this point, shut up, James. Play my theme tune, and I would pick something, but that's not it's not really fair for me to judge this one. So we're going to invite Sharif in to judge this episode, and he'll decide which one of you guys has got him completely wrong, and you'll have to plot answer twist. To him for the things you've said.
Wait, I didn't actually know Sharif was coming on.
Oh. Well, because I didn't tell you.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Can we still play theme tune?
All right, okay. I need to. I'm not going to play the theme tune.
Also wait for Sharif.
Yeah,
I engineered this episode so I didn't have to play the theme tune.
Please play the theme tune.
Like I said, you will find out in this your podcast.
Right, I said earlier that I wasn't going to play the gym theme because I'm not even judging this week. Sharif's judging. Hi, Sharif. How you doing?
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Everyone was like the reaction. I can't wait for you to see the reaction when I revealed that you are coming on to judge, because everyone immediately felt like, oh God, what have I said? So it didn't occur to me that he might hear this. So
I would have heard it anyway. It's not a secret.
Yeah, exactly. It's not behind a paywall. But everyone's upset that we didn't do the theme tune. So does everyone want to do the theme tune before we carry on?
Yeah, yes.
Just to get everyone in the mood, right? Okay.
Yes.
Wouldn't it have been better if you had commissioned them to do one with my name instead of yours?
Yeah, but I don't plan these things, man.
I have to file for a budget.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What have I just witnessed?
How do we call them? Oh, I guess you should say.
That's the most exercise James has done of this scrawny build in like 5 years.
I realised about halfway
really
through
cried.
That I can't, because I'm listening to this in my headphones, I couldn't hear the theme tune. Yeah. So I just had to keep going.
Yeah, you awkwardly carried on a bit further than, but that's, you know, I'm going to leave it in. Okay, right. So like this is the best game that Sharif would give 2 stars. Now, everyone has given their games and their reasons, but Sharif hasn't heard it. So everyone's going to have to explain to Sharif why they've picked the game they've picked. I'm really excited to see how this turns out. So first of all, James, why don't you tell Sharif what you think he would give 2 stars?
Can I go last? My heart's still beating really fast.
It's nothing to do with this game. It's just the stress of the situation. All right, okay. Connor, you go first.
I picked Another Crab's Treasure because it's a Souls-like that I think you're partial to, and you are also partial to crabs, but it had kind of performance issues. Which, yeah. I know you aren't a fan of. I know you strongly believe that, like, if a game, like a product is sold, that it should kind of, you know, run well.
I've heard of that game. I'm actually surprised that it has performance issues because it doesn't strike me as something that's very taxing.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, like, not especially, it doesn't advance, like, the genre in any way. It's kind of just like a crab game, right? So I feel like you would see that and be like, okay, like, fine. And you'd probably give it like a 2 because it works and it's maybe kind of fun.
I've just realised...
Okay, this is sounding really good for Connor so far, I have to say. But, okay.
Connor, are we trying to drag a game that's not out yet for performance issues?
It's out. It's playable. And it had performance issues.
Was it early access?
It's going to be released in 2024.
It had a Steam Fest demo.
It's a demo
that's not even out and you're saying it performs badly.
You know, first impressions
are
everything.
Are you saying that Sharif would review, would put a score on a demo?
I'm saying that Sharif has done this for a long time and is an expert in his field and therefore can get a grip of like what a game's qualities and negatives are within, you know, not a long amount of time.
Oh, I think it's gone south for Connor. All right, Kelsey, explain.
I've gone for a little game from Sock Pop Collective called White Lavender, which, simply put, is a Souls-like with bugs. I don't know how you feel about bumblebees and worms and snails, but that's who you're going to be faced against in this one. I did say that I think you would appreciate this game just for what it's tried to do, but I think that when you actually played it, being the critic that you are, you would probably find a lot of things to criticize, including balancing issues and just how janky it all feels.
This looks kind of gear, so I'm not going to lie.
I think you'd give it a solid 2 stars, maybe.
Yeah.
Just for what it's tried to do.
Yeah, I can totally see why. Like, it does have its own thing, like the giant snail, the boss, and yeah,
Yeah, it's a short 2 hour thing. It's got all the Souls-like mechanics there. You know, you've got your flasks, which are cups of tea. You can choose which build you want to go. It's just, it's an indie. It's got its issues. But
see, I think Sharif would give it 4 stars at least because it's a Souls-like that he doesn't have to play for more than 2 hours.
I think that's that sure? Not.
I mean that would be how I'd score it for that reason, yeah.
And at this point, he's so sick of them. That I think that would very much be in its favor. Plus, it's a Souls-like that does things that, you know, it is a unique thing. So
is James's game also going to be a Souls-like? Become my thing? Okay.
No.
I'm surprised it's not shooters, to be honest. But go on. Yeah.
All right, so, James, why don't you explain yourself now?
So rather than those two, who have both chosen a bad game that you would give 2 stars, I tried to pick a good game that I really like, but I think that is in a genre and in a style that is really not your cup of tea. So I picked Paradise Killer because I don't think you're really into that kind of retro-styled visual novel, adventure novel stuff that's a bit kind of janky and funny within that sort of... I don't think you've got a lot of time for that sort of pretense. And even though I really like it, I thought that you would find it a bit gauche and a bit annoying.
It's like Paradise Color is like one of those things that I look at it from a distance and I definitely have that opinion of it, James. But it has some things that might get me hooked, like the soundtrack, you know, the vaporwave, the sort of the vibe of that game. And I've heard really good things about it when it came out. And people, like, it's one of those games that someone would have to sit me down and be like, you need to play this, leave me for like 2 hours and come back because you like it and despite of what you might think. So Paradise Girl is actually interesting.
So which one do you think is closest to the mark? It's so nice to not have to pick one. Oh, the pressure is totally off. Don't have to disappoint anyone. Don't have to make Connor wail.
I still might.
I think I like both the picks of Connor's and Kelsey's. I think they're straight to the point. I do play a lot of really, it's a kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I like those games. I like Souls-likes, and I play anything that has some of the same trappings. And so I play a lot of them, which makes me really picky about what I like because I want things to be done a certain way. And so.
Yeah.
They're very, but I have to pick Paradise Killer because I thought it was like James has like gotten a little bit deeper with it because I know I am like my own worst enemy sometimes, and I know there are things that I have in the past looked at and I was like, this is
oh no,
not...
he's gonna start skipping again.
I was gonna get the cat.
Is this Oh, lovely. Is this a surprise visit from Benny just because you've won?
Thank you, Benny.
I brought my son to witness my victory.
Thank you, Benny.
Thank you. Thank you for this.
If you're listening to the audio version of this, there's a very cute cat. We love her. James's cat. I think Paradise Color is here's a funny thing that may justify this pick. This is what you like. You think of me as someone who likes Souls likes a lot, which means I like From Software games, which means I like Dark Souls, etc., etc. But actually, the first time I played the original Dark Souls and Demon Souls, I was like, "What a crock of shit! What is this garbage?" like Demon Souls. I bought a PS3 very late in its life cycle, on like the eve of like the release of like The Last of Us, which is like, if you remember, like was like, it came out as the PS4 was being announced. So that's how late it was. And so I got a bunch of like, asked a bunch of people, hey, what should I play? Cause you know, you would get cheap used games and everyone was like, oh, Uncharted games, MotorStorm, this and that, this and that. And then Demon's Souls was on the list. So I was like, oh, well, this is one of those like things that I will check out. They're all very cheap.
Yeah,
Demon's Souls was like, this runs like shit. I can't, like, why don't I understand where to go next? What's going on? What's the damage if I die? Somehow I'm being punished for it. This is ad. I don't get it. Later on, years later, Dark Souls 1 would come to PC, and everyone remembers the disaster of that port. And everyone's like, you're gonna like this, man. Just give it a try. And I was like, all right, I want to give it a try.
You're like, 720p.
And then I was like, this runs really bad. It's kind of somewhat better looking than Demon Souls, but it's sort of its own thing. And also, it has the same punishing mechanic of humanity and not humanity. I was like, what is this? I don't understand this. Fuck this. The actual game that got me into the genre is Dark Souls 2, which I now see as the least favorite of all of them.
Yeah.
And I played it. I remember it had come to PC, and again, everyone was like, you gotta just give it a shot, man. And I remember I had an exam the next day, and so I got a pirated copy, downloaded that, and I was like, okay, if I spend 3 or 4 hours of that game and I like it, I'm going to go buy it immediately.
Yeah.
And I remember I played like maybe 9 hours straight without, like, did not stop. And I checked the time and I was like, I have like 4 hours to get ready and fucking go. and I came home, bought the game, and then sprinted through like to get to the same point I was in the pirated copy. And from there, it's almost like I later obviously replayed Demon's Souls and finished the Dark Souls and finished it multiple times. And then everything since. So it is, it's like my sort of, it's my favorite bit because I feel like some part of me sometime at some point will check this out and be like, man, visual novels are fucking cool. All this is like, I was missing, I want to go play Hatoful Boyfriend or whatever it's called. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
Nobody wants to play that.
Or Thirsty Suitors.
Only perverts.
You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, so I really like that. I think it's a thoughtful, I love you all, but like I think it's the most solid topic. So,
are you feeling what I feel every week when I have to tell Connor he's not one? It's only Connor that's arsed.
No.
Everyone else just goes, yeah, fine. And Connor's just I can't believe you've destroyed me again.
Recently, I've been quite good about it. I've been quite humble.
Because you've won twice.
I mean,
if you get someone who has been like who lost before to judge, they're probably going to remember like, oh, I thought I had a good pick for something that he didn't pick. So like, it's just the game.
All right, I'm gonna wrap this up with 2 seconds. Hang on, I'll be back in a second.
Sure.
Suspense.
Does Aiden drop something?
If he's got like 5 of my books, I'm just gonna leave the call.
5 of your books.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, mochi.
Cats.
For audio listeners, we have another cat on screen.
Yeah.
Jim, before we end the podcast, I have a point of order, please.
Yeah.
Please be
back in 2022. We did an episode called Best Game of 2023.
That was last year.
and I picked Baldur's Gate 3 and Alex picked Cyberpunk.
Hang on, my headphones are falling off because of the cat.
Because the take is so good.
I can't hear you, Connor. Ah, see, putting on headphones one-handed.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
I'm owed a point. Because in 2022, for the Best Game of 2023 podcast, you reminded me at the start of this episode, actually. Yeah. Alex picked Cyberpunk and I picked Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
And I've been proven to be right because no one talked about Cyberpunk after like 2 weeks after that DLC came out. And Baldur's Gate 3 is the best CRPG in like a decade.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I said to you something along the lines of like Baldur's Gate 3 is going to be great, but it's not going to really crack that kind of... It's not going to really crack that mainstream. It's just going to be a bunch of nerds,
but
right?
But it did.
And then it did. It was like
immensely, amazingly selling.
Yeah.
So mainstream. Sharif was right. I've lost this episode, but if you want me to whine, there we go. Can I have a point, please? And can we take a point away from Alex?
No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much for that, Connor. thanks,
Sharif. Like an episode where we review everyone's picks.
Yeah,
see
yeah.
How they held up.
We're going to have like an audit at some point when we get to the 100th episode, which is
soon, right?
Soon.
Yeah, it's going to be soon, yeah. So thanks very much. Thank you, Sharif, for coming and doing my job for me.
Pleasure.
Because I genuinely hate that part of the job. I hate telling people they haven't won.
Ah, we got
And yeah, so we've got two cats on. Both of them are quite reluctant to be here, I think. Look how furious.
Yeah, Mochi's ears do not look happy.
Look how furious she is.
Oh, no.
Okay, off you go.
Put them down.
She's like,
thank
what
you for,
the
for thinking about things that I like. I just like it's very...
Yeah, well, you know, you got quite a lot of shit for that Liza P review, and quite unnecessarily and quite unfairly, I thought.
That's okay. It's one of those things where it's, it was like, I remember people being like saying the exact opposite things and like reading some other reviews and they're saying the exact opposite things of my experience. I'm like, am I crazy? Like, what's going on here? and I understand that I'm in the minority, but it was just like, are we playing the same game? But yeah, it's just goes to show that like all this stuff.
I had a guy, a comment on the YouTube channel, last night who, said that because of my op-ed about just the fact that I like a Star Trek show, that he had completely lost all respect for VG247 as a publication. And I was like,
it's a very, what?
What? Because I like a cartoon? What, the-
what is that even? Like, I don't know. These people, sometimes I'm like, do you have anything else going on in your life? Like, for this to be the thing that you're like, no. I'm going to stop reading this website because of one person's take on a TV show.
What's the
order of things in your life?
I like to think that they've just had a bad day, you know? Yeah. That's copium, but still.
Yeah. Yeah. Just having a bad day and paying it forward. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone. It's been really nice just to chat. As colleagues, and I know this episode has been very inside baseball, but I've really enjoyed just being quite indulgent this week. And I think anyone who's been listening to the podcast for a while would have appreciated it too. Next week, we're going to be back with the best game that you can complete in one sitting or a single afternoon. And that'll change wildly depending on whether you're a professional speedrunner or not, surely. Because, I mean, can't Starfield be done in an afternoon if you know what you're doing?
If
you just skip all the bad bits, which is 90% of the game.
No, we're you thinking can of do things like I would be done with it in an afternoon to say like, oh, this is a, I don't want to play this game.
and it's one sitting, right? Like, depending on how hard you want to go, you can sit down for like 20 hours and play a game.
Maybe we have to like specify a time limit because like, I'm sure if someone comes on and says like, oh, well, if I have a catheter and like, you know, somebody to bring me a sandwich, you know,
what if you're Connor?
Hey, come on! It's mean. Just horrible.
I'm not. I don't
the
mean
mean
anything
to say. Not you. No,
thing.
You're fine. No, you're good. Jim, come in for me.
Well, yeah, like of the five of us.
Horrible man.
Like, you're the only one who plays WoW. Like,
yeah.
If the shoe fits, man.
You're all the right. One. Yeah. Whatever. I won't, I'll turn the other cheek. I'll be kind about it. Show people.
You're the one
that
what?
Right here.
Finish your sentence.
No.
Finish your sentence.
No.
I'm the one that what?
No.
Unbelievable. You're not going to leave me hanging like that. I'm genuinely.
That's what you get.
Unbelievable. Oh, man. All right. So I'm going to make the thumbnail for this. It's just going to say Demon's Souls is a crock of shit. Should we say?
Yeah. Just quote that to Shreve. Yeah.
All right. No, thank you very much for listening. We definitely don't deserve it this week, but please leave us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. Leave a comment below if you think you know Shreve better than any of us. Or you want to have a go at us about our Liza P review or whatever again. Thank you very much for listening. Bye. Say bye, Connor. Don't be mean.
Bye.
Bye.